MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, August 7, 2025. Police details have cost Republic $500,000 so far. And in Newburyport, Mayor Sean Reardon is facing a challenger in his re-election bid. Partly cloudy, mid-70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 10:48 a.m. and 11:27 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in today's Salem News. Republic Services, Inc. has paid more than $500,000 for police details from the Peabody Police Department since Teamsters Local 25 went on strike last month, according to Police Chief Tom Griffin. As many as 16 Peabody police officers at a time have worked the details at Republic's properties along Route 1 in the city, where the hauler operates offices and a large transfer station that has seen picket lines outside them daily since the strike began July 1. The officers have helped facilitate the entry and exit of Republic vehicles from the site, particularly trash and recycling trucks. During slower work hours for these vehicles, the number of officers there drops to about 6 or 7. Matt Petrie's writing in today's Newburyport Daily News. Newburyport Ward 5 Councilor Jim McCauley last week made it official he is running for mayor this fall. McCauley, who has served on the city council for 6 years, will be looking to unseat Mayor Sean Reardon, who weeks earlier formally announced he would be seeking a second 4-year term in office. On August 1, McCauley released a statement officially announcing his candidacy, describing Newburyport as a special place. McCauley was the co-architect of Newburyport's Streets and Sidewalks program. Reardon responded to the news of McCauley's candidacy by saying competition is always healthy in elections. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
On itemlive.com, Paul Halloran is reporting that Lynn Mayor Jared C. Nicholson provided a comprehensive update on current and future projects in the city, touching on several categories at a meeting of the Lynn Business Partnership Wednesday morning at Lynn Public School Headquarters, the former Eastern Bank on Market Street. Speaking about education, Nicholson discussed progress that has been made to alleviate overcrowding and improve the quality of existing facilities, noting that almost half of the 28 school buildings are more than 100 years old. The new Pickering Middle School, which is under construction, will solve the overcrowding issue at the middle school level, according to the mayor. Paul Halloran has much more on today's itemlive.com and in the item-printed newspaper. Gloucester reporter Ethan Foreman writes in today's Gloucester Times, the Gloucester School Committee recently gave Superintendent Ben Lummis stellar marks for his leadership during the 2024-2025 school year that was marked by the disruption of a teachers' and paraprofessionals' strike in November. The school committee also approved a roughly 5% increase to his salary, increasing it to $213,725. Also, the committee voted to increase the superintendent's retention bonus by $1,000 for fiscal 2026 and 27. And from thelocalnews.com, don't fret if you see low-flying helicopters next week. We're not being invaded. The Northeast Massachusetts Mosquito Control and Wetlands Management District will be conducting helicopter applications of a biological larvicide to control mosquito larvae over salt marshes in Salisbury, Newburyport, Newbury, Rowley, and Ipswich. Applications will be conducted as necessary during daylight hours from August 10 through August 16, according to a legal notice from Mosquito Control. The helicopters will be flying low and directly over the marsh to target mosquito larvae and other closely related aquatic insects in the fly family. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Beverly High School Athletic Hall of Fame will induct 12 new members in October. The Hamilton-Wenham High School Hall of Fame will celebrate its fifth class of inductees in November. There are details on all of the inductees in today's Salem News. Daily Item sports writer Mark Aboyan has a story today that features Peabody's Chris Collins, who recently began playing golf. On just his 39th hole ever played, he picked up a hole-in-one recently at the Meadows in Peabody on the 312-yard par 4 third hole. In coaching news, Gloucester High School is looking for a new girls' head basketball coach, and Rockport is seeking a varsity boys' ice hockey coach. Candidates should contact the school's athletic departments for additional information. The Red Sox 7-game win streak ended last night with a 7-3 loss to the Royals. Boston hits the road and plays in San Diego tomorrow night against the Padres. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.